The Chinese-born Australian writer Yang Hung Jun is expected to be formally charged by Chinese authorities today, family and friends say, 6 months after he was detained, accused of endangering state security. He's been held in a Beijing state security prison since he was arrested in Guangzhou last January after he flew there from New York. The federal government is yet to publicly confirm the charges against the 54-year-old. Rob Starry is Dr. Young's Australian lawyer. Rob Starry, welcome to PM.
Good afternoon.
What do you know about charges today by Chinese authorities against Dr. Young?
Well, as you've alluded to, Linda, the six-month detention order was due to lapse today or thereabouts, and we now know that he's been transferred to a state security centre within Beijing. It's not a conventional jail. We know that it's a centre that holds people who are charged with breaches of internal security. And so we've anticipated that he's been charged. We've sought clarification of that from Department of Foreign Affairs and Trade, and we are awaiting that confirmation. But we have it from good source within China that that's now, in fact, occurred.
What has Dr. Young done that might have attracted that charge and attracted his detention in the first place?
Well, Dr. Yang is described as a democracy activist. He's a blogger, he's an academic, and he has espoused a position separate to the Chinese government in terms of a political structure, a democracy, for instance, that might be attractive to other people in China, hence being described as a democracy activist. And it's said that that constitutes a threat or an internal threat to the Chinese government, and we understand that's the basis on which he's been charged.
The Australian Foreign Minister, Maurice Payne, has said in the past that Australia requested Dr. Young's case be treated fairly, transparently and expeditiously. Are those things happening in your view?
We don't know. We don't know the answer to that. It certainly hasn't been expeditious. He's been held right to the last point of the detention order. He has been allocated previously Chinese lawyers. He sought to engage lawyers of his own choice, which has now occurred, as I understand it. We're concerned about him, but we're also concerned about his wife, who's a permanent Australian resident. She's been prohibited from leaving China, Mrs. Yuan, and there's no suggestion by any person, either within government or anywhere else, that she's been engaged in any wrongdoing. But there's an exit ban on her leaving China. There's a prohibition on her departing. So we're worried about her. The Australian government says that because she's a Chinese national, they can't provide any consular assistance to her, albeit the fact that she's married to a Chinese citizen. So we're concerned not just with Dr. Yang and his predicament, but we're also concerned about her, person who's done nothing wrong, where there's no suggestion that she's done anything wrong, not being able to leave China.
I'll ask you a bit more about her in a moment, but some China specialists have made the observation that recent trials for endangering state security, which looks likely to be the charge here, have been closed. They've excluded consular officials from other countries against international norms. Are you concerned that that might be the case here? Will Australian officials be able to get in, do you think?
Well, these cases, as in fact the case within Australia, these cases are usually done in camera, in other words, in closed court. They're not open to the public. They're not open to public scrutiny. And that's always a worry. We don't know what sort of evidence is capable of being received or challenged. Really, we want complete transparency and accountability in the process. And we know that the Foreign Minister has made that request, and we simply reinforce it.
And you mentioned Dr. Young's wife also being prevented from leaving China. Do you think more can be done for her? Her situation is quite different to her husband's, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. And we do. We've got a special relationship with China. We're in relatively close proximity. We have lots of Chinese students studying in Australia. We've got a special trade relationship. So the relationship could be described as an intimate one. And we would say that the Australian government certainly could bring to bear its good offices to say to the Chinese, where there's no suggestion that Mrs. Yuan has done anything wrong, she should be allowed to leave the country.
And so what do you think will happen next with Dr. Yang? Do you expect a trial anytime soon?
We don't know how long that process will take place. We don't expect it will be immediate, but we do expect it will be in the near future. What the precise time frame is, I don't know. And we're concerned that, as I said, that it receives as much public scrutiny as it can.
Okay. Rob Starry, thank you very much for speaking with us.
Thank you.
Rob Starry is Dr. Yang's Australian lawyer.